The president is on the box talking about the economy. He appears to be calm. And I'm glad that one of us is, because I can't keep my eyes off those numbers on the bottom of the screen where little red arrowheads shout, "Everybody into the lifeboats!" I want to believe this, but I see that. Damn it, my stocks are blue chips, without which there is no economy, or so I believe. Should I sell, or shouldn't I? I'm not good with risk. True, last year's wimp is today's genius, but had I put my money where my mouth has had no problem being, I would have bolted years ago. Alas, I'm not immune to greed and fear. So I stay, hoping the deck has five aces and knowing that there are only four, while every day, like Prometheus, an eagle gnaws on my liver. I'm no Harvard-trained economist, thank God, but the economy I see seems bent on convincing me that my worst fantasies are entirely reasonable. The days when cutting jobs created a mirage of corporate profits are over. We are a consumer-driven society that is laying off all our consumers. Suddenly, kiting credit cards has become a survival tool. Without workers, how can producers produce? But unless they outsource, how can they compete? Globalization is not about making new friends, and never has been. It's a search for the cheapest labor. Who will lend your business money when you pay $15 an hour and the competition pays 9 cents? The industrial age may be over, but how many buyers are there for information technology? How many decent-paying service jobs can we create? Yet last month, while 70% of Americans said they were concerned about the economy, only 8 were worried about jobs. What are the others thinking? That it will never happen to them? Every day they see thousands of jobs disappear, never to return, at least not as we know them. For the first time in years, I believe there's someone awake on the bridge. But those numbers! Should I or shouldn't I? With a perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.